This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Repeated the cold, hard truth threatening America's survival that the psychotic left has turned into a mindless racist rallying cry.
They're playing it down as much as they can play it down. It's a horrible situation. Could destroy our country. All he had to do was leave it alone. If he left it alone, we were setting record positive numbers and people would have to come in legally. And you know the other thing that people don't talk about, human trafficking and drugs. That's doubled, tripled, and quadrupled coming in because that's pouring in right now. Drugs are pouring in. We had it so tight.
And the numbers are staggering. When it comes to the seizure of drugs by Border Patrol so far in 2021, methamphetamine seizures are already at 91,031 compared to 85,348 in all of 2018, while cocaine and fentanyl are on pace to set new records. According to the Business Insider, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration recently released its annual National Drug Threat Assessment, in which it maps out the states where Mexican drug cartels have gained influence. With presence in Texas, California, Arizona, New Mexico, Chicago, New York, Florida, Kansas, Colorado, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico. And as the drugs pour through, the death rates on both sides explode. While opioid deaths increased in the United States, more migrants have died trying to cross the entire border during the first 3 months of 2021 than in all of 2019, according to the data tracked by the International Organization for Migration. But among the ones that get through, according to Brian Hastings, a Border Patrol agent overseeing operations in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas, Hastings says that officers there arrested 861 immigrants who had committed criminal offenses, including 92 sex offenders and 63 who had gang ties. In the San Diego sector, Border Patrol agents said they are on pace already this year to arrest more sex offenders this fiscal year than the previous year. That from the New York Post. And worst of all is the threat of those meaning to do all of us harm, whether you are an illegal alien, legalized resident, or natural-born U.S. citizen.
120 Border Patrol agents were taken off the border to deal with the individual, the unaccompanied children in these facilities. And we already learned today that they're at max. So that means more Border Patrol agents are going to come off the border, make our country less safe. And now we know people even on the terror watch list, people from Yemen and the Middle East are coming across the border now.
The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki today downplayed the seriousness of terrorists being caught at the border. Two terrorists from Yemen on the FBI watch list and no-fly list were caught. She's trying to claim this is uncommon. Also, Homeland Security deleted a press release about the Yemeni terrorists. We've got Border Patrol stopping at least 19 suspected terrorists at the border since 9/11, including ISIS, Hezbollah, the Pakistani Taliban. So, you know, people are saying, oh, if you talk about this, this is hysteria. No, Dick Cheney also said just one needs to get through to create a problem.
And if U.S. Customs and Border Patrol didn't have enough on their plate already, on the heels of the drug trade is a tsunami of counterfeit currency pouring into the U.S. economy. In Chicago alone, in the first 3 months of 2021, $1.6 million in counterfeit currency was seized by the Chicago police.
Last night, officers came across a package that was coming from Ukraine and heading to a business in Joliet. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers checked it out and found this, prop money. 250 counterfeit currency seizures like these in the past 9 months, valued at $11 million. That's nearly one seizure per day. And Ukraine is on their list of top offenders.
And that could really cause disruptions to, you know, the security of the U.S. dollar, both here in the States and worldwide with counterfeits.
These aren't the political talking points shoved down your throat by the corporatic propaganda media. As the establishment moves to strip Americans of their right to defend themselves,
we will make clear that statutory restrictions on short-barreled rifles apply when certain stabilizing braces are added to high-powered pistols. A weapon that is, in the words of the statute, quote, intended to be fired from the shoulder.
Statistically, Americans have lived in a separate reality. Americans use their firearms defensively between 500,000 and 3 million times each year. And we need that Second Amendment now more than ever. John Bound reporting.
Excellent report at Band.video. We'll be right back in T-minus 60 seconds.
170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons, and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to, I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The COVID hoax, the wheels coming off of that, what Senator Paul is doing, all of the craziness. Thank you for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show today. This is a radio/syndicated TV show, the simulcast. But look at this new image that's come out that's going viral. We got it posted in the live show feed of Infowars.com. And it is Earth Day yesterday, with Vladimir Putin and the British Prime Minister and the German Chancellor and the Mexican President and the Chinese dictator and the Norway President and everybody else, the Vietnam President. They're all there, but only Joe Biden is virtue signaling. Because under global government, only America is meant to stay shut down. What a disgusting joke. Can you guys blow that up? What a clown world that in an office with no one around, you still wear it because you're oppressing your population with total control. And I have a big stack here of COVID news I want to hit here in one moment, but we've got a couple video clips first. Watch, parents slam school that masked children without permission at photo op, and then I've got more videos of parents getting pissed. You're dirty. You're bad. You're an evil human. You're a patient of the medical cartel. You're so dangerous, you've got to wear a burqa over your face. Here's that clip.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm an African-American man in Rockwall, Texas. I'm an ink spot in a bowl of milk. This... I see there was a book about Wilma Rudolph, and let me pull it up for you right quick. It says, and I quote, Wilma also noticed how hard her own mother worked as a maid and a cook. There's something not right about this, Wilma thought. White folks got all the luxury, and we black folks got all the dirty work. Wilma became determined to do something other than serve white people. Let me tell you something. I don't subscribe to white supremacy. Because if I subscribe to white supremacy, that means I have to subscribe to black inferiority. And I am a four-time Iraqi freedom veteran. I am not inferior to anyone. Period. And I be damned if I teach my children that they are inferior. to anyone. You get out of this world what you put into it. And there's no magical man pulling strings, holding my fate or my kids' fate, who are half black, fate in their hands. Because of whatever agenda. This isn't a black or white issue, conservative, liberal. This is right. Why would we put in our kids' heads that they can't do something or they are at a disadvantage just because of the way they were born? It makes no sense. And so I beg of you, please look into the Lucy Hawkins curriculum. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Again, the parents went on to complain about them having to wear a mask, and I'm asking them for several more parents coming up. But who said wear the mask? Who said they work? Well, the UN. Got another clip here of a mother in Georgia. Again, these are articles on InfoWars. There's hours of this, so you got to go see it there. I can't play it all. Time constraints. But Georgia mother says it's time to take the mask off of our children. There was never a time to put them on. I'm going to show you studies. I'm going to show you a bunch of studies, and it's a fraud and gives you bacterial pneumonia, and where they wear the mask is where they die. No, you know what, Sherlock, SH-T, Sherlock. No damn kidding. It was done on purpose. Fauci wrote papers how the main cause of death of the 1918 flu was the mask and pneumonia. They know what they're doing. It is about the science of killing us. So here's a clip of the Georgia mother.
Every month I come here and I hear the same thing. Social emotional health. If you truly mean that, you would end the mask requirement tonight. Tonight. This is not March 2020 anymore. We have three vaccines. Every adult in the state of Georgia that wants that vaccine is eligible to get it right now. And every one of us knows that young children are not affected by this virus. They're not. And that's a blessing. But as the adults, what have we done with that blessing? We've shoved it to the side and we've said, we don't care. You're still going to wear a mask on your face every day, 5 and 6 year olds. You still can't play together on the playground like normal children, 7 and 8 year olds. We don't care. We're still going to force you to carry a burden that was never yours to carry. Shame on us.
All right, that's enough. Because it was never about the vaccine, sweetheart. It's about a cult that we're dirty and we're bad and the vaccine doesn't work and it's never going to end. You and Rand Paul need to get that. And I got Rand Paul clip coming up, and I'll go to your calls, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, you got left on hold yesterday. Please call in. Go to the head of the line, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. But look at these headlines. Stanford study results. Face masks are ineffective to block transmission of COVID-19 and actually can cause health deterioration and premature death. Boom! Read it for yourself. New study suggests wearing a mask is ineffective, but local doctor says hundreds of other studies prove otherwise. Did so-called Stanford NIH study really show face mask ineffective against COVID? Well, yeah, that's what it showed. Little fact checkers. New study highlights face mask problems with safety and efficacy. It's all a damn cult. Face masks don't protect kids. Serious harm to health. Now let's get to the rest of the news. Report. Pfizer vaccine confirmed to cause neurodegenerative diseases. Another big study. How about that Alzheimer's? That's really nice. Risk of dying from AstraZeneca vaccine higher than COVID, Norway finds. Big new study out. It's up on InfoWars.com. The Norwegian government said the vaccine's killing more people than even the fake COVID test. We're going to cover that more next segment. Go to your calls. That is a big enchilada. UK universities instructed to reimburse students for services not provided during COVID. That's the next big shoe to drop. Didn't get that surgery you needed. Didn't get that doctor checkpoint for a year. Now the insurance companies and others thought they're going to rip you off. No, no, no. And that'll make them not do it next time. I remember you heard that here first over a year ago. This is why they're running this scam. They thought we wouldn't figure out what they'd done. U.S. regulators meet to discuss lifting mask on halt on J&J jab despite blood clots and new deaths.
Oh, yeah.
The reasons why leftists will never successfully disarm Americans. That's another little article got slipped into that story. CDC investigation, another woman's death after J&J vaccination. And now they want to give it to our precious little darling girls and boys. And if we put up with this, we go along with this, we deserve what happens to us. But let's look at the smiley-faced demon that is the CEO of YouTube. Always looks like a demon. Oh! She won an award for defending free speech, even though she's the biggest censor on Google. These are cynical people that have given up on God and think everybody's a joke. And she wonders why her son hates her and watches Alex Jones. Well, because your mother is a pig. A jealous, evil, selfish pig that has joined with Satan. And she's a sack of garbage. So just get away from your mother as fast as you can. Never be around her again. She'll take you down with her with all the rest of these harpies. Now, I'm sorry to have to tell the CEO of YouTube's son that, but she said, you know, her son listens to Alex Jones. That's a problem, so I banned him. Yeah, you banned me. You're such a piece of filth. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're about a third of the way into this very important Friday transmission, and I'm taking your phone calls right now. Thank you so much for joining us. I got a lot of the news I haven't hit yet, but I will get to it. O.J. Simpson comes out in defense of the Columbus, Ohio police officer who got called to a scene by black people saying she's trying to stab us and kill us. They get there. They're stabbing and attacking and trying to kill people, and cop shoots her. And he's just like, come on, LeBron James. There's a certain point that this becomes asinine. But again, the corporate media wants it. That's who the real criminals are. All right, we got Rick. We got Owl Killer. We got 10 Stacks. We got Steven. We got Wes. We got Dan. We got Jay. We got Lindsay. We got Joe. And we're going to start in the order these calls are received. So, Wes in the great state of Tennessee, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I was wanting to see if you had heard or what you thought about the vaccine shedding. These people that have gotten it, you know, that can be around people that hasn't had the vaccine, and it's been messing with women's menstrual cycles and people waking up with bruises and stuff on them, you know, sleeping next to someone that's got it, the partner, whatever.
Absolutely. I meant to cover this. I mean, I mentioned it, but guys, pull up. There's even an NPR headline. AP did a headline admitting months ago concerns about vaccine creating variants and super viruses. And they admitted that Wolfgang Ludarg and others were right about this back in December. So they're not even denying it. That's what I'm saying is, it's not like I just say all this stuff and I thought it up. How did Jones know that? They admit it in the medical literature. And then women that have had the shot, like a lot of women, a large percentage, even the Chicago Tribune, have like ongoing periods or don't have periods. They can't have kids now. Because, you know, you're having a period all the time, you're not having kids, or no period, you're not having kids. It's growing tumors all over the uteruses. That was in the news yesterday. So, yeah, I did see that report. What do you make of that?
They said the women that's in, you know, postmenopause or whatever that doesn't have a period anymore, they've been bleeding and stuff like that. So, you know, when that happens, it's usually cancer. So, and it's
exactly. Well, and they told women, they said, when you get tumors, don't go to the doctor. That was 3 months ago. They said tumor-like structures in women's breasts and uteruses. Remember that?
Yep.
And they even tell you, it's like, never mind that tumor.
Well, I don't know, man. I just wanted to tell everybody not to forget about, I mean, there's one way that we can combat this stuff, you know, staying healthy, taking our vitamins and stuff like that. But people, check into RAF machines, man.
I hear you, brother. But I mean, you know, I laugh about this because I'm about to cry. Actually, I'm very upset about this. Can you believe they come right out and admit all this? I mean, they're just doing it. They're just doing it to people.
They're stealing our election. Down with whatever, I guess.
Exactly. It's like, this is an assault. What do you think this is? Thank you for the call. Yeah, no, I covered it. I'm sorry you missed it. But yeah, it's unbelievable that they are committing crimes so big that they think we won't be able to handle it. And they've got the doctors to sign on to give you the shots.
So when you get sterile or you die, they're just like, well, whatever, you know. Let's go to Joe in Colorado. Joe, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing? I just want to say that I loved you on the Joe Rogan podcast, and I've used your products. I've never tried one that I didn't like. I've tried the X2, the Alexa Pure Filter, Myco's EX, and every single product is clearly made with really, really high quality ingredients.
Yeah, we go out and find out whatever the highest rating is. Doesn't mean I'm perfectly healthy or I'm the paragon of my own advice, but these are really good products.
I remember one time you had a guest on your show that mentioned human slave colonies on Mars, and you replied to him simply saying, yeah, when you say stuff like that, the media really takes it the wrong way. And the next day in the news, they were demonizing you, trying to say you were the one thinking there was slave colonies on Mars, when this simply is not true. So it's kind of like, you know, no man by his enemies. They're trying to brand you any way they can.
Yeah, but I don't think there's slave colonies on Mars. It was a CIA guy on the show that said that, and the media said that I said that. I did not say that.
What do you think was the point in time when Bill Gates decided that there are too many humans on the planet?
Oh, his mother and father were both big eugenicist depopulationists. His mother ran the whole IBM fortune. She was on the board of directors. You know about the head of IBM, right? But he was actually Hitler's boss. So Hitler gave him awards and said, Thomas Watson is the most important Nazi. And so Thomas Watson put his money into Bill Gates' mother. Her name was Maxwell. And that's it. I mean, you can't make this up.
Our rights are comparable to a calf being led to the slaughter. And it's easy to cut a slab of meat off a calf, but it's a lot harder to sew it back on. I kind of feel like that's where our rights are headed.
No, I agree. It's a lot easier to destroy our rights than it is to create them and build them. It took thousands of years to build up and fight for these, and now in a matter of days, months, it's being annihilated. I totally agree with you, brother.
I just want to say one last thing. My girlfriend Maria loves your show, and I got her into it. So just if you could, just please wish her a happy Friday.
Maria's her name?
Maria, yeah.
Maria, you got a great man there. God bless you and have a great Friday. Thank you, brother. All right, let's take another call. We're taking a lot of calls. Owl Killer. Hadn't called in years, but I remember that handle. Maybe it's the same guy. Go ahead, Owl Killer.
It's definitely the same guy. Alex, I've been trying to call you for months about this. I have something I have to say, and I have some solution. We're at a crossroad with Donald Trump. He's made the statement right to the Davos Group about the depopulation and about how the perennial predictors of doom, even bringing up the Malthusian, right to their face. He retweets Archbishop Vigano, so he knows what's going on. But the guy hasn't mentioned the Great Reset. Trump has a choice. Either get on board and just come out with everything, or get out of the way. And you see how General Flynn, how he was able to take your message and basically promote it and saying, hey, look, you might want to take a look at this as far as 2025, 2028. Because it's basically a blueprint. We can't play this game of...
Al Killer, don't hang up. I'm going to come back and give you the floor to talk about this. Yeah, I mean, Flynn saw my research, our breakdown, which is public. Everybody's been researching it. On the SPARS, there's so many other John Hopkins documents. But John Hopkins is like one of the top generals in that organization, is one of the top organs of these operations. No, Trump definitely knows what's going on. And I don't think he's a double agent or anything. I support Flynn for president because Trump has not, you know, directly said he's going to do it. I'll support both of them. I don't care. How about Trump president, Flynn vice president? I don't care. I want action now. We'll come back and talk about this with Owl Killer and then Rick and Ten Stacks and Steven and Andrew and Dan and Brandon and many, many others. 877-789-2539. And then I got to tell the listeners this. I have reached a real crossroads. I'll tell you more about that when we come back.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients.
Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 Worldwide. 1776 Worldwide. Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I think President Trump's a bad guy. I think he wants liberty. He wants human empowerment. And he's got his blind spots like anybody does. But yes, if he doesn't now, 3 months out of office, everything's stolen, really start getting aggressive, I don't know what's going to happen. Because he announces a social network a month ago to be launched in a month. Of course, it didn't get launched. He's surrounded by traitors and operatives. And so I want to see Trump be a leader and continue on in the future. But I just don't know if he's going to do it. And at a certain point, he becomes a distraction if he doesn't take action. If he takes action, we'll get behind him. But if he doesn't do it, lead, follow, get out of the way, as they say. Is that what you're getting at, Al Keller?
What I'm getting at is, look, Alex, I called in 2015. We were the first people to support President Trump, and I still support him. But that stupid letter criticizing the radical left that he put out on Easter, how about control freak, psychopath, and sociopath? Well, sorry for cursing, but I'm getting fired up now.
Well, because, again, I got to let you go.
Okay, I won't do it again. We don't have time to be playing around. The left realizes there's a problem. What the globalists are doing is they're redirecting the anger at the one, at the real 1%, the Rothschild, the Bill Gates, the Zuckerbergs, and they got us all fighting with each other. I have the solution. It's delete the elite. Okay? We need the same. It's got, the Republican Party has to go completely populist. I'm a
no, I agree. That's what I said when I was on Schultz's program. They said, are you for reparations? And I said, yeah, Bill Gates is currently killing people all over the world with poison vaccines. I want all his money in reparations. Well, Bill Gates is funding the reparations movement to make us fight with each other, okay, and have a divide and conquer situation. So change the subject to let's make Bill Gates pay it, and then he'll shut down real quick. See what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And, again, I still support President Trump, but he knows what's going on. If he said great reset every time he spoke, it would change the – it would – completely changed the paradigm. He knows what's going on. We all.
I agree. If he came out against the Great Reset, that would be wonderful. We should all try to get him to do that. I appreciate your call. All right, let's go to more calls here. Let's talk to Stephen in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead. All right, Stephen, you want to talk or what's going on?
Yes, sir.
All right, sounds like you're on speakerphone, which I love. I love speakerphones.
First of all, Alex, I wanted to say that I really appreciate the fact that it was through you that I got my Alexa Pure two-stage gravity-fed water system. I've had that for 5 years, and it has paid for itself many times over. And also a bunch of storable food through my Patriot Supply.
Well, we couldn't fund ourselves without you. We try to sell stuff you need and keep ourselves on air. I wouldn't be so commercial if we could plug once a month and fund ourselves. That's all I do. But we have to do it constantly to try to stay on air. But, yeah, they're great products.
What I wanted to talk about is this, okay? I'm a competitive runner, and there's a big race event that I run every year. It's in Tampa, which, as you remember, that's where this scumbag mayor said we're going to turn in everyone that didn't wear a mask to the Super Bowl. Okay, so this race event's called the Gasparilla Distance Classic. They get about 30,000 runners for the weekend. This year they switched it to May from February. Why? Because of COVID. Okay, so fine. But then they said they were going to go virtual. Okay, so here's my bottom line. I called and left a message with the director of this organization, and I wanted to talk to her about this and tell her that what you're doing by doing this is you're capitulating to this agenda that is totally false. It's a scamdemic. And the thing is that when she called me back, I was actually on another call. So she got my voicemail. Well, this is what she heard in my voicemail. The only pandemic is COVIDiocy. The symptoms are mask wearing, social distancing, and believing the CDC, Bill Gates, and Dr. Fauci. If you're content to live as a slave rather than a citizen, comply with this agenda. If you want horrible side effects or death, take the COVID vaccine kill shot. But if you value life and liberty, do your own research and visit band.video, infowars.com, and naturalnews.com. If you want to live forever, visit needgod.com. Well, I called back there, and I talked to her briefly, but here's what she said to me. I listened to your voicemail, and we have nothing to talk about, and she hung up on me. So I called back, I got her voicemail, and I gave her an earful. I told her she should be ashamed of herself, she's a coward, and by capitulating with this whole agenda, you are sending people to their death, and you yourself...
No, I hear you. More than a coward, she's just a follower, brother, so don't get mad that most people are followers. Keep leading. People are waking up. Good things are happening. But thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Stephen. Here's Dr. Paul. He's an eye doctor. and he worships, quote, their science, and he goes, oh, learned immunity or, you know, inoculation immunity, it's all great. But he's fighting them on their own turf, just like Texas just sued Biden saying, how do you waive COVID tests on the border? That they're using their own thing against them. I think it's a bad game, but most of COVID is something else. It is a fraud. It is a real virus they created, so Bill Gates owned it. But here's Senator Paul saying, hey, if we have it and the shot protects us, why can't we end this? Because it's a trap. You never get out of it. So I get why he's going at this angle. He's a smart guy. But I would just assault the whole thing to begin with, how the PCR tests are fake, how it's all garbage, because they're admitting this doesn't protect you from COVID because they're never going to let you out of it because there's no way to stop all cold viruses, which is why they've never had a vaccine for it. Here it is.
By a car, you might get hit by a meteor. The science is about proving that things are happening. If Dr. Fauci can prove that people who are vaccinated are spreading the disease, I will listen to him. If he can prove that people like me who have already had it are spreading the disease, I'll listen to him. But there is no evidence of that. If you want more people to get vaccinated, Joe Biden should go on national TV, take his mask off, and burn it. Light a torch to it and burn his mask and say, I've had the vaccine. I am now safe from this plague. If you'll get the vaccine, you can be safe too. But instead, they say, well, the vaccine might not work in some sort of planetary world we're not aware of. The vaccine might not work. Well, there's no evidence of it. The burden of proof should be on the government to prove that we are spreading it, and then we'll listen to them. But instead, it sounds sort of like fear-mongering.
Yeah, I mean, you hear these numbers that something like 6,000 people out of 63 million, something like that, got COVID after they were vaccinated.
Right.
So what do you say about that?
Yeah, but if you look at that,
by the way,
hit
pause.
Right.
Back in 5 seconds. It's a fake PCR test. It's all based on a fraud. Continue.
And do you know how many people died after the vaccine? The vaccine's an amazing thing. So's natural infection if you get it the hard way. You don't want to wish that on people, but people have survived it. We shouldn't discount it. But the vaccination has virtually zero hospitalizations and virtually zero deaths. In fact, I'm not aware of any. Reinfection from people who have had it is very low number. Most people get a mild course of it, and there's a rare, if ever, reinfection that causes a fatality. So really, we should appreciate immunity, both naturally acquired and by vaccine. But you know why people don't trust the government? Because the government's saying, oh no, everyone's the same. Whether you've had the disease or not, you have to be vaccinated. If you're 10 years old, you need, you know, it's just one size fits all that people know that this isn't as dangerous for young people, but it's very dangerous after a certain age and for overweight people.
If they don't have the essential vitamins and minerals, their cells will replicate the virus, and they will die. And the good news is you turn on TV, it's multivitamin, multimineral sales everywhere, and suddenly the numbers go down. America was deficient in vitamins and minerals. So is Europe. So is much of the world. And as we discover that, Fauci and Bill Gates can burn in stinking hell forever. But we've got Vitamin Mineral Fusion about to sell out, InfoWarsStore.com, or just get it for normal plants, normal vegetables, normal good balanced diet of living food, and get some sunshine while you're at it. We're going to come back with more calls, and then we've got Joe Hoft on the big action in Arizona as the election fraud evidence comes out, as Hillary dispatches her desperate lawyers, as O'Biden dispatches his lawyers, and so much more. The reckoning is here. We'll be right back on the other side.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Follow him.
Thank God for the religion.
All right, so you know that when O.J. Simpson comes to your defense, who is a likable guy, I mean, I'm not glad that he probably chopped up his wife and boyfriend, but I understand a crime of passion, not defending it. But O.J. came out against LeBron James and said, you know, there's a real fight, though, you know, against the evil white people. He was statistically, you're 10 times more likely to be killed by a black person if you're black. Actually, the new numbers are about 14 times. But at least he said that cop didn't do anything. In fact, he didn't just do nothing wrong. He put his life there for somebody else, and he got attacked for it, and now everybody wants to kill him. So instead of just saying he didn't do anything wrong, how about he did something good? Because you called him, you called a man with a gun. If people are trying to kill me and I call the cops, I don't care if it's a black cop or a white cop. I think this is somebody that went and put their life on the line and went to the training and is here for me. I don't think like that. Like, this is a Hispanic cop. This is a black cop. This is a white cop. I mean, I'll be honest. If I get pulled over by a white cop, I get a little more paranoid because they're a little usually bigger sticklers. A Hispanic cop, I'm like, okay, I'm getting out of this. Kind of a cliche, but maybe my experience is true. Black cop, yeah, let me go. I was driving like 115 once. Black cop let me off. White cop, probably not going to happen. But, you know, I call somebody, come save me. And they show up. I'm not looking what color they are. But as the video came out, new angles of this Makila, whatever her name is, trying to stab people and doing all this, you call the cops. See, I'd have a gun myself. Somebody shows up with a knife trying to kill me. I'm like, I got a gun right here. I got a gun right here. Well, I don't want to kill anybody, by the way. I don't want the trouble. But, yeah, let's play the audio of this. I think we have a bleep version. Of the minute the cop calls up, she's trying to stab people. This has been going on. She's been chasing around with a knife for 10 minutes. Let's turn it over. And what's crazy is she lunges towards the cop with a knife. He doesn't even shoot her then. But when he sees her about to stab the black woman in pink, he shoots her four times. And then LeBron James, the poor victim worth $500 million, the superstar, comes out and talks about a cop making $52,000 a year as if he's the man and LeBron is this hero. Well, here's what O.J. Simpson had to say about it.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Tough morning listening to all the criticism that LeBron James is getting. I'm a fan of LeBron. I admire the work that he's done, how he's helped his community and how he's helped his friends, and how he's been fighting all of these social issues, especially that of systemic racism in the legal system and with the police departments around our country. But you can't fight every battle, you know. You can't. You got to pick your battles. I mean, it's a war that must be fought, but sometimes you need to take your time and be a little more patient before you comment on some of these bad incidences that are happening with police departments. This one, LeBron should have waited. I'm a little upset with most of the media because they showed us edited versions of what took place with the girl with the knife. They made it sound as if this was another police officer overreacting and killing a young black American. Well, from what I saw when I saw the whole thing, the police guy had no choice. He responded. We wish he could have pulled a taser. We wish he could have done it in another way. But in that instance, if he hadn't done what he did, it appeared to me if another young American would have had her life taken. And hey, I can't fault what he did. I wish it was different, but I can't fault it. But LeBron, keep fighting the fight. I think we all got to be a little more patient. I'm against defunding the police. I think you just got to redirect some of those funds to better training and maybe dealing with more psychological training. In any event, God bless. Wear your mask, get your shots.
Wear your mask, get your shots. Another cuck statement at the end, but he's right, though. The real criminal is not LeBron James here because he went off the media with edited videos. It's CNN. It's NBC. They did all this knowing damn well that they work for foreign banks robbing us all. And I just wish we could get LeBron James and OJ to stop thinking that it's white people or black people that's our problem. It's evil globalists manipulating and dividing us. But now CNN's backtracking. But don't worry, they'll find another cop shooting like the woman in a big melee pulls the wrong thing and kills the guy. Do you think she wanted to do that? You called the cops. I mean, I don't call the cops unless that's really bad. Because, I mean, that's armed force I'm calling. I'm shooting up an SOS, and they're going to show up, and who knows what they're going to see. Who knows what they're going to do? Maybe they're not going to like me because of who I am. Maybe they're going to like me. It doesn't matter. It's rolling the dice every time you call the police. And I believe in taking care of stuff ourselves. If I was in some house, somebody's waving off at me, I'd say, listen, you going to get out of here? I'm going to kill you. You swing at me with a knife, you're dead. I don't care what color you are. And the answer is, in this crazy world more than ever, we need our guns to protect ourselves, period. All right, we got Joe Hoft on the big developments in Maricopa County, and we got your calls as well. He'll be with us for 30 minutes. I'll continue with calls after he's gone. But let's get a few of these calls in here right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Rick. He's been holding the longest, and then 10 stacks. Rick, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you, buddy?
Man, I'm just watching the collapse of humanity.
It's really sad. It's getting completely out of control. And, you know, the one thing I want to commend you for is how you talk about Jesus, and you're not afraid to talk about him, and you talk about him with truth, and you cut through all the nonsense.
That, well, let's be clear. I'm just not afraid of it. It's like a life raft in the middle of the ocean. It's all I got. I'm 100%.
Hey, I'm with you. That's what I live for. He's number one in my life. And, you know, it puts our country back on its heels when you think about it. If we're not giving our lives over to Jesus and using him the right way in our lives and letting him guide this, this is the whole reason why this is going on. But I called you today because I work here in Pigeon Forge, and I got fired for not wearing a mask. You know, I think it's ridiculous. My boss, when she was sitting there firing me, basically had the mask hanging off her face. The other gentleman that was in the room had a full beard. The mask doesn't steal. It's ridiculous. I heard him say on the local news the other day that basically they recommend that just cover your face with anything that feels comfortable. Okay, how does that make sense at all?
It's a virtue signal that you're dirty and the crisis is real.
That's exactly right. Now, I can't buy, I can't sell anymore if I can't have a job, because in Sevier County here, they just now lifted the mask mandate, thank God, but this happened 2 weeks before they lifted the mask mandate.
You're right, but you're under the mark of the beast. I think you should sue them for medical reasons. You're not litigious.
You know what, Alex, I can't get a lawyer to take my case. I've called multiple lawyers. I called one of the biggest attorneys in the United States, and they're scared to death of this. They're scared.
Well, here's the good news and the bad news, brother. None of this is going to be here soon. You're a smart guy, like, you know everything's going down, right? So let these dumbasses serve Satan all day long and just feel sorry for him, brother.
Hey,
just,
you know
just
what?
Get your family ready, brother, because let me tell you, 6 months, a year, 2 years, I don't know how long it is. My gut's never wrong. My gut tells me we are about to see devastation.
Sir, that's why we moved to Tennessee. We relocated from Florida to Tennessee because, you know what? I'm in my bug-out location. I don't have to go to it. I'm in it. That's why we're here. Unfortunately, yeah, you know, I thought this was going to be a conservative area, and people, they were going to...
No, the left's moved into Texas, Tennessee. Listen, here's the deal. There are good people still there, and you're going to find them, and God's going to open up the doors for you. And I'm not trying to prognosticate doom, folks. This is not doom. The evil system is going down. It was already going down. Hollywood's going down. The public schools are going down. The colleges are going down. They want to take us down with them. As long as we've got God and understand it's all about our spiritual life, who we are, not what we have or any of this crap, we're going to be fine. Does that make sense?
Sir, absolutely.
None of this crap matters, brother.
They won't let you say anything. I started a YouTube channel years ago, and every time I would get up to over a few hundred subscribers, they would knock it back because I was even cutting and using some of your videos on my channel. Because
do it again, brother, and do it on Rumble. Or do it on Minds. Or do it on Gab. Do it again. But first, you don't succeed. Fight, fight again. Hour number three. Thank you, Rick. With 10 stacks, Travis, Jeremy, Joel, Dan, Brandon, Matt, Emerson, and our special guest, who's been at the tip of the spear exposing election fraud, Joe Hoff, the Gateway Pundit.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.